What is the wrong number? Was it 3 fifths?
What was that?
What is the number again? What is 3 fifths wrong?
Where it says tenths?
No, it's
minus 0.4.
It says minus 0.40. Well, that's the energy number. You work with the certain numbers. You haven't been working very long, right? Mm-hmm. All right, look where it says 25.
Those are velocity
numbers. Okay, so in other words, if you were using velocity, the par would be 56.15. We're not going to go to that step here. We're not going to project any numbers or anything else. We're just going to make quick and dirty, simple variance. All right. One last adjustment we're going to have to make. We're going to do these together, but that's in the 3-year-old record. Now, in Santa Anita at this time of year, remember, these 3-year-olds were 2-year-olds just a couple months ago. So they're not mature, and they do not run as fast as the males. I mean, as the older males. Therefore, you have to adjust them for these parts. I'm going to show you how to do that, but the adjustments are on the right side. In a sprint, it's 3 lengths, and what it actually is a sliding scale, a little bit more in January and February, a little less and so on down a year. But we use 3 because it's close enough for what we're going to do. And in a route, it's 7. I'll show you how to apply that. This is where you find it. So now let's go to the first race on March 9th. It's the first race. Now, on the left-hand margin, I'm going to ask you to write the par. We'll do our work in the left-hand margin of the table. What's the par for this first race? The right answer is popping up off and on, but 109 to 4 is not it.
No, wait, I missed that.
No, he's just in the wrong area, that's all.
Not winners of 2, right?
Okay. 111 flat. It's exactly what you get. It says 4-year-olds and upward, $12,500, and that's just a matter of lookup on the chart. It says 12 fives, it's 111. So the par on this race is 111 flat. What was this race run in? 110 and 1. Therefore, for this race, this is not the variant for the day, but for this race, what's the variant?
Plus 4.
Now be careful with your pluses and minuses, and I'll tell you why. This is fast 4, F4. Write that in. Okay. The sum variance you see given to you say plus. Other variants say minus, and it depends on what you're doing with the variant. In our case, I give them to you as a minus because it goes onto your computer and takes down your energy number. Some variants come to you as a plus because they want you to take a race that says 110 and 1 and make plus 4 and make it 111. So forget the pluses and minuses because you get both sides. You'll hear it all kinds of ways, and it doesn't matter. Make it F4, and you know it was fast 4. So handle your variants that way. Now we're going to skip the second race because we want to do all the sprints first. Third race. Now this one's a little tougher. And so I want you to make several notes on this one. We'll work this one together. I'm not going to leave it up to you. This is, let's start, and you always start with the basic older male par, and then make your adjustment. What's the male par for $25,000 older horse?
110.2.
Just a matter of looking it up. $25,000 is 110.2. Some of these answers are coming back fast, and they're probably from people that have been doing it or were here last year, so we'll take it a little slower even after we get those answers. Does anybody have any trouble finding that? Anybody at all? Okay. These are females, aren't they?
Right.
Okay, so what's the adjustment you have to make to create a par for this race? Okay, so now that makes the par what?
10 and 4.
10 and 4? Okay. Is that the par for this race?
No, that's just at this point.
That's just at this point, isn't it? All right. No, get on. Yeah, you're going to the. You're in the right area now. The next adjustment has to do with the age of these fillies. These are 3-year-old fillies, so you have a second number to keep on this, and that's 3 more length. So you start with a 110 and 2. You hit this particular race with 2 lengths to make it 110 and 4 because it was female. And then you have to hit it with another 3 lengths because there are a bunch of 3-year-olds. So the par for this race is 111 and 2. Therefore, this race is what? Fast?
Fast by 2.
Oh, fast
by 2. If the par is 111 and 2, the race is running 111 flat, that's fast 2. Now I'm going to hit you with a qualifier. Just make this note. The 3-year-old adjustments do not apply to non-claiming races, and it does not apply to maiden races, either straight maiden or maiden claiming, because the pars you see in the front are based mostly on 3-year-old races anyway. Alright, let's stop with that. The top half, the page is divided, the part-time page is divided in 2. The top half on each side starts with MCL, which is maiden claiming, maiden, non-winners 1, non-winners 2, non-winners 3, classified in stakes. Those do not require the 3-year-old adjustment. Okay? Yes.
When you have a 4-year-old maiden or a 4-year-old non-winners 1, is that horse a little faster than you can be older?
No, that was where we were going next. You're a great straight man. This is where we went yesterday for about 10 minutes. Let's stop right there. 4-year-old non-winners 1. You have a 3-year-old non-winners 1. The older horse, the 4-year-old's had a year to mature, hasn't it? Which race do you suppose you might get the fastest time from? Anybody? 3-year-olds. Does anybody know why, though? Are these lucky guesses, or does somebody know why?
Yes. Probably because they're better horses.
That's right. The 4-year-old maiden, unless he didn't run as a 2 or a 3-year-old, shouldn't be a maiden. Right? These are generally culls, unless they haven't had a chance to perform. The 3-year-olds, on the other hand, contain horses like Sunday Silence, Music Perceived, Houston. These horses have to start somewhere. And they start generally, a lot of them start right now at this time of year. In May, you're going to find 3-year-olds competing in the 3-year-old and up for maidens, non-winners, and ones. The 3-year-olds are the first ones you want to look at, because they haven't had a chance to be slugged. So when you get these races in May or so at Hollywood Park, and it says 3-year-olds and up, non-winners 1, look first at the 3-year-olds. Because those 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds, God help you, there's a 5-year-old in there that hasn't run. Now, horses like Phone Trick, for example, he got a very late start in his career. So when he went through his conditions, 3-year-olds had, nobody had a chance against him when he was going through his conditions anyway. Now that was an older horse doing it. But for the most part, your 3-year-olds are the first ones you want to look at. Then as you get up to the numbers of 3 and into the stakes division, it kind of flips back the other way. So that the stakes ratings on these 3-year-olds are a little lower than the older ones. But right now, that's the whole rationale. Anybody have a problem with that? Everybody understand why? I guess is what I really want. Okay? So don't make any adjustments. So now, let's look at the race we were looking at, which is the 4th race. Based on what we just talked about, what's the par in this 4th race? No, it's really not. No, it's not. What is the par on this 4-3?
111-3.
The right answer keeps popping out, but there are a lot of wrong answers coming out.
110-1.
That is the right answer, but there are other you may not be able to hear, but there are other answers coming out. 110-4 is an answer, 111-1. It's 111-3. It's a straight maiden climbing number. If the par for this race is 111-3, then what's this race?
32.
Does everybody now realize it's 111-3?
Yeah.
How about you? Got it? Okay. So this race is what? Fast four? Right. Let's go. Yes.
Quick question, Tom. Do you differentiate here between maiden climbing 32 and maiden climbing 50 in your part time?
Yes, we do. We're going to make that adjustment in a moment. Yes, there is a definite adjustment to be made. Fifth race. Four-year-olds and upward, which are not winners of 3,800 other than maiden or climbing. Now, here's an example of what I said a few moments ago with a horse that kind of gets a late start. The horse that wins this race, Blackjack Road, had only had two or three starts, three maybe, and were being very careful with this guy. And the reason they were being very careful with this guy, look at this race. And look what he's able to do to non-winners of one at the older level. If you can put a runner in one of these races, they just blow these horses apart. He runs 108-3, and what's the par here?
110-1. He runs a 108-3.
Fast 8. Now circle that fast 8, because you don't want to penalize the entire card with this 8, because he went out and beat a field by 5.5 lengths. So you've got to temper this one. This will not be the key to your variant for the day.
Would you use the second horse in that race?
No, I wouldn't. What we'll talk about it, and we're going to make it a few months. What we're going to do is kind of reduce his beat margin.
Okay.
And when we do that, we'll add to the time also, try to make a variant based on that. Six race. Now we get to a maiden 50. Maiden 32s, you'll see those races, and you'll see maiden 40s. Those are the same. The pars are the same. They're the same horses. One day there will be a race written for 40s in the next week, or the next day it will be for 32s, and it will be the same horse. Maiden 50 is distinctly different than maiden 32s and 40. And what I'm going to tell you to do is use the $10,000 par for the maiden 50. It says it's about three lengths slower than a straight maiden. Close Rick Ross. Use the $10,000 par for the maiden 50s. That's the quickest way I can give it to you. There's no sense writing in another par because it corresponds to the 10,000. Everybody got that? So therefore, what's the par in the six race?
117-3.
117-3. What does this race run in?
16.
Fast 8. Now, this one would make you very nervous to see a maiden 50 run fast 8. Except that there's a 4.5 length gap between the second and third horse, which lends some credibility to the number. And then if you understand these horses, this horse that ran second, Wild Ridge, was only dropped to the maiden 50 level, I think, last time. And he's got some very good races at straight maidens. So it may be this good a race, but for now it's a fast 8. We'll just go on. Let's go back to the second race. What's the par for the second race?
45, too?
No, minus the two. No, that doesn't work. Minus two.
Well, if these were males, it would be 145 and 2.
Oh, yeah.
144.3? No, I mean the other way around.
146.1?
146.3,
right? No, don't make an age adjustment. These are maiden planning.
Just add the four lengths.
You're right. You got the right answer over here. I just want to make sure everybody gets the right answer, though. All right. There's no age adjustment to making these maiden races. Therefore, the only adjustment you make is the four-length female adjustment, which is added to the 145 and 2 to make the par 146 and 1. Considering 146 and 1 being a par, then what does this race run in?
Fast 5.
Does everybody got that process? We start with 145 and 2, add the four lengths for the female adjustment to make it 146 and 1, or, yeah, 146 and 1.
Right.
The race runs at 145 and 1, which is fast 5.
Did you say that this day was a daily racing form ride of about 13 or 12?
Yeah, probably. Let's go now to the seventh race. Par in the seventh There is one to apply to the three-year-old stakes races, but forget about it. You're not going to hit them very often. So
all non-winners as well.
That's right. Just non-claiming is the key word there. Non-claiming and maiden claim. Okay. So just lump it. All maiden races don't require an adjustment, and all non-claiming races require it. All right. Does everybody have 137 and 4 here? All right. It's the non-winners of one par, which was 137. With four lengths added on to it, makes it 137 and 4. Therefore, this race runs 9 fast, right? Fast 9?
Fast 9.
Okay. That's really a good race. We won't do the 8th race, because we're not going to. We only have one race to deal with on the turf, and we'll be guessing at the variant. As we go through this horses to watch process, I want you to write these horses down. We did that last year. We had an awful lot of them come back and win. We want to do that again today. And take a look at this race, this 8th race, and you'll see that Steinland and Peace wound up in a photo here. Well, Steinland is a multiple graded stakes winner, and Peace was a very good 3-year-old colt on the grass when they got him there last year. He's really a nice horse. Exclusive Partner and the Havildar are very good classified allowance, $100,000 claiming types, which means that Peace beat this field by 5 himself. And anybody that's familiar with these horses know that Havildar has been running great the whole meeting. He had Julio Canani's Patchy Groundfog beat him one day when he bolted. And then Patchy Groundfog went to Arizona and won a stakes there at Turf Paradise. So this is a runner. And Peace beating by 5 in here. So add that to your horses to watch list, and then we'll go on beyond this race. Yes?
Going back to the 7th grade, you had 137 and 4
females, yes. And the 9th race? And these are virtually the biggest culls on the ground here. There's only one race, one class a little worse it is.
It was the 144.
What's the par for this bunch?
145.4.
145 and 4. The $10,000 car is 145. These girls need four lengths to give them a car. It's 145 and 4. And the track for this race, or this race, is 5 fast, right? Fast 5?
5.
Okay. Starting with the routes, let's make a quick variant. We'll make the variant for both of these races, go to lunch, and then come back and pull the horses to watch back out of them and adjust some of the races further. But let's make the variant before we go so we don't have to pick that one up again. We have 3 routes run this day. The 2nd, 7th, and 9th races. We have Fast 5, we have Fast 5, and we got Fast 9. For the purposes of this classroom, and the purposes of doing a quick variant, the simplified approach to all of this is to add them up and divide them by 3. And in this case, if you do that, you wind up with Fast 6 for the day on the sprouts, right? Okay? The one race that would bother you if you were making a variant you had to live with was the discrepancy between the 7th race and those other 2. But the 7th race might have been a very good race. And as it and the variant I made for this day in projecting these horses was Fast 6. So I can live with that. And it's usually pretty close. You wind up, what you err on the high side, you gain on the low side. So Fast 6 will be the route variant for this day. So please write that somewhere on this handout so when we come back from lunch, we're able to deal with it.
That
makes
just a change and then just round down.
Just 6, yeah. Okay. But you would not, 7 would not be a bad call here either. Okay, leaning toward the Fast 9 race as opposed to these other races, which are comprised of slugs. Now let's do the sprints. This is a little trickier. And as soon as we get that done, we'll break for lunch. The first sprint was what?
That's cool. I'll
get this on a chart for it. I gave them all away, didn't I? Okay. First race was what?
Fast 4.
First was Fast 4. Third race.
2 S2.
Fourth race.
4 S4.
Fifth race.
8.
Sixth race. There are days when you want to split your variant. This is probably not one of them. I know I didn't split it.